I love when I get to combine two of my favorite things, Jesus and the Toronto Blue Jays. Yeah, we're going to be talking about sports and faith. And if you're familiar with the 92 and 93 World Series champs, you are going to love this next guest. It's a former Toronto Blue Jays pitcher, number 30, Todd Stottlemyre. Thank you for doing this.
Steve, I got to tell you, a lot of fun for me. Jays are off to a great start, pretty exciting. I know the city and surrounding areas are buzzing. So listen, my pleasure, honored to be here, excited to talk about the Jays.
Todd, expectations are really high for this team. It kind of reminds me of the 92 Blue Jays where it was World Series or bust.
You know, when I look at this club, and they just look like they're having fun. And I got to tell you, see them smiling. You can see them laughing. You can see them having fun. You can see them be happy for someone else in their uniform that might be having a great night. For me, that's really cool to see.
Let's switch gears a little bit because people come to our morning show because they want good Christian content. Todd, tell us a little bit about your journey.
If I go back to 1981, where I gave my little brother a bone marrow transplant, and he was fighting for his life. He had leukemia, and he'd gone in and out of remission a couple different times, and he was on his third bout of leukemia. He was 11, wow. I was 15. My marrow was the perfect match for his body. And so I gave him a bone marrow transplant, and ultimately the bone marrow that was taken from my body and put into his, even though it seemed like he was doing really well, he was very close to being released from the hospital. And about that same time, he went into a coma and then passed. And at 15, I felt like the weight of the world. And, you know, I can't even imagine what it must have been like for my mother and father to have to bury their 11-year-old son. And I got to tell you, it's like, and I know there's people out there listening that probably have gone through some similar experiences, and it's a living hell. But at 15, I was mad, man. I was more than sad. I was mad, and I was mad at God, and then I also felt guilty, and I felt like it was because of me that his body went into a coma and we lost him. So, you know, it really wasn't until 1993, and I remember in 1993 after the World Series, I just wasn't in a place where, even though I looked really good from the outside, you know, looked like I had it all, on the inside, I was really struggling. I was living in a dark place. And the reason why is because when I looked in the mirror, I didn't like the person that I was looking back at me. Because the person looking back at me was the one that was responsible, in my mind, for my brother's death. But I would tell you, at 15, I hated God. See, I couldn't understand. I was like, how could a God possibly put a family through this? How could God do this to this? How could God take my little brother? And I was blaming God, and I was in the unknown. And then when I met with this gentleman by the name of Harvey Dorfman, I remember, and I'll never forget this, the winter of 93, spring of 94. And he asked me, Todd, he says, would you do it again? And I said, well, do what? And he says, well, would you give that bone marrow transplant to your little brother all over again? And he broke me, man. And I went to my knees, and I was very emotional. And he, you know, he had done his homework, and I said, man, I would do it every second of the day. And he says, well, didn't you already do that? And I said, yes. He says, you do everything you could have possibly done at that time at 15 that in your know-how. I said, yeah, I did everything I could do. And he says, well, he looked at me and he said, Todd, you're not God. Said, you see, Todd, you didn't have the power to save him, and you also didn't kill him. He says, you're not in control. You are not God. And he says, and the first thing that we need to do is you need to get to a place where you can forgive yourself and let it go. If you've done everything you can do, you can't control anything more than that. It's time to let it go. And he said, let God. Let it go and let God. And I was like, huh. And, you know, and I was surrounded by great teammates. You mentioned Tony Fernandez, you know, tremendous Jesse Barfield. You know, you're talking about some people that were not only great athletes and everything on the field, but off the field, they were incredible Christian men. They were walking with faith. And I was craving peace at a place where I was fighting darkness on the inside and found my way. And I got to tell you, you know, like, you know, going through that, my heart was dark. And, you know, today I have really loved to share them. I got three life verses, Proverbs 4:23, that says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it.
Yeah, that's good.
And I had to say, I had a dark heart. Oof. And, you know, I had to figure out the man in the mirror. I had to find a way to not only forgive that guy, I had to find a way to love that guy.
What was your second verse?
Psalm 46:10, it says, be still and know that I am God. And for me, that says, be still, Todd. You're not in control.
Yep.
And it's kind of like, you know, those two verses for me were life changing. And then I get to Proverbs 3:5-6. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. Listen, we can just let go. Take on the day to be grateful and thankful for the day and then go make the most of it to go serve other people.
If you were interested in connecting more with Todd, Todd has two books out, The Observer and Relentless Success, and you can find them at toddofficial.com. We've been on the phone with number 30, former Toronto Blue Jay pitcher, Todd Stottlemyre. Thank you so much for doing this.
Appreciate you reaching out, and let's stay in touch.